Art lovers, there's something to look forward to in 2022, the Singleton Art Prize. Joining us to have a chat about it is the committee treasurer, Chris Levick. Chris, how are we doing?
Well, thank you.
That's the way. Tell us a little bit about the Singleton Art Prize.
Okay, so the art prize has been going for close to 40 years now. It started by a group of art lovers and has been taken on in more recent years by our Rotary Club. It's one of the largest art exhibitions and competitions in regional Australia, and we have a prize pool of just shy of $20,000. So there's a fair bit involved in it. We get annual entries close to 600 to 700 per year.
Wow.
So, yeah, lots of entries that we do manage to fit into the Civic Centre at Singleton. And the exhibition runs for 5 days. And during that time, people can come and look at the art as well as buy.
Chris, do you guys have a theme for each year, or is it just, you know, whatever you're really good at, if you can paint it, send it in?
Pretty much. So we do have some set categories that remain fixed year to year, which are traditional, watercolour, contemporary, still life, pencil, pen and ink, flowers and miniatures. We have a separate category for locals, so people who are residing in the Singleton LGA. And we also have three sections for youth. So they're for 8 to 11 years, 12 to 15 and 16 to 18 years.
You have a special category for locals, so that would suggest to me that you guys must get entries from everywhere.
We do. So most of our entries generally come from New South Wales, but we do have entrants who have come as far as Western Australia and Tasmania.
Goodness me. Is there a sculptor section?
There is not. So it is just paintings and drawings.
All right. For those of us that are into chainsaw sculpting, we'll have to wait another year, perhaps.
Indeed. We are limited by space. So as you can imagine, once we have hung all of the artworks, there is not a lot of room left. In previous years, we have done some work with other organisations who run sculpture competitions as well.
Yeah.
But it's not something that we've done in the last couple of years with COVID and limitations of space at the Civic Centre.
So working on that, is there a limit to the size of the paintings as well?
There is a limit. So if people go to our website, which is singletononhunterrotary.org.au, and I know that's a mouthful. Mm. If you just Google Singleton Art Prize, that'll get you there.
Yeah, yeah.
The 2022 entry form is there, and that contains all the particulars of what size the paintings max out at to be eligible for entry.
Okay, so you got a little ways to go because entries close on Monday the 20th of June, but is it suffice to say, you know, get a wriggle on kind of thing?
Absolutely. So your painting doesn't have to be completed by that date, but you do need to get your entry form in by then.
Ah.
So we collate the entry forms with all the information about the artwork that will be entered ahead of time, and that's how we put together our catalogue and do all of our planning for how the exhibition will be displayed. And then on Tuesday the 19th of July and Wednesday the 20th of July is when artists can drop in their artworks or send them by courier. And that's when we actually receive the physical artworks.
So that's only like the few days before it actually happens, because you got the opening night and the winners on the 22nd of July.
That's correct. So it's a very busy week for our team of volunteers.
I'll bet.
To process all of the incoming artwork and have it all hung and ready for display by the Friday morning for our judge.
And Chris, what happens to the artworks after the event?
So on the day after we close, which is Wednesday the 27th of July, is collection day. So any unsold works, the artists need to come and pick up unless they've made private courier arrangements. And they all get returned to their artists, and the people who've bought their artwork can come in and collect their purchases.
Well, you budding artists from around the Upper Hunter, be a part of the Singleton Art Prize for 2022. Chris Levick, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you very much for the hard work that you and the rest of Rotary do to put it together.
My pleasure.